San Diego's budget, a unanimous vote that solves little. San Diego's City Council unanimously passed a budget this week, but the vote masks a deepening structural problem. The city faced an initial deficit as high as $146 million, and even after painful cuts, a structural shortfall of $15.3 million remains, a figure expected to grow to $30 million the following year. Mayor Todd Gloria now faces the choice of approving the budget, vetoing it, or exercising his line-item veto authority. The independent budget analyst flagged a telling imbalance. The general fund has grown 28% since fiscal year 2022, while the infrastructure budget has grown only 4% over the same period, helping explain why residents see deteriorating roads and aging facilities even as overall spending rises. The budget does restore roughly $7.3 million in arts and culture funding, supported in part by a $3 million commitment from the Priebes Foundation, and it reinstates library Monday hours at more than a dozen branches, along with recreation center hours. Controversial flock safety automated license plate reader cameras were retained for SDPD despite vocal public opposition, a debate that is echoing across the county. Santee City Council was separately weighing an $18,000 contract for 6 cameras to assist the Sheriff's Department. Critics point to California's 66002, which took effect March 30th and restricts license plate reader data collection near schools, courts, food banks, and immigration facilities. At the county level, the Board of Supervisors approved its 2026-27 annual plan directing more than $14 million toward affordable housing and community improvements. The board, which now holds a 3-2 Democratic majority, faces a shifting composition. Supervisor Jim Desmond is running for Congress in the 48th District to replace retiring Daryl Issa, with Democrat Mara Elliott currently holding an early primary lead. The November general election will also decide who fills Desmond's District 5 supervisor seat, where San Marcos Mayor Rebecca Jones and Democrat Kyle Krell advanced from the June 2nd primary.